Views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. 72 hours before the joint statement from the government of the United States was made public, there's a Hal Turner, the Hal Turner Show. They were able to get the info before the rest of the world. I want to read this to you. This is concerning the conflict in the Red Sea with the Houthi rebels, the Islamic terrorists attacking the cargo ships and any ship in the Red Sea and attempting to go through the Suez Canal. Before I begin, I just say that for people to think, to believe that, I know that Donald Trump is saying that he can, in a day, end the conflict in Ukraine. I believe that is definitely true. He could bring that to a halt very quickly. The other wars, that's the problem. What's happening in the Gaza? Israel's been forced to go in to remove the terrorists from the area. And the rest of the world, many of the nations, I should say, they are happy. They are not saying that they are siding with Israel. They have to play the game. But they know the Hamas terrorists have been a problem in the Middle East for over 50 years, 40 years. And the nations of the world are getting tired of this terrorism. Donald Trump wouldn't be able to do anything in Israel with this conflict and with the rebels in Yemen or in that area, in the I think it's Yemen. But I'm going to read this article. A joint statement from the government of the United States, Australia, Bahrain, Belgium, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Italy, Japan, Netherlands, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. Recognizing the broad consensus as expressed by 44 countries around the world on December 19th, 2023, as well as the statement by the UN Security Council on December 1st, 2023, condemning Houthi attacks against commercial vessels transiting the Red Sea, and in light of ongoing attacks, including the significant escalation over the past week, this was last week, targeting commercial vessels with missiles, small boats, and attempted hijackings. We hereby reiterate the following and warn the Houthis against further attacks. Ongoing Houthi attacks in the Red Sea are illegal, unacceptable, profoundly destabilizing. There is no lawful justification for intentionally targeting civilian shipping and naval vessels. attacks on vessels, including commercial vessels, using unmanned aerial vehicles, small boats, missiles, including the first use of anti-ship ballistic missiles against such vessels as a direct threat to the freedom of navigation that serves as the bedrock of global trade, is one of the world's most critical, in the world's most critical waterway. These attacks threaten innocent lives all over the world and constitute a significant international problem that demands collective action. Collective action. Nearly 15% of the global seaborne trade passes through the Red Sea, including 8% of global grain trade, 12% of seaborne traded oil, 8% of the world's liquefied natural gas trade. Period. International shipping companies continue to reroute their vessels around the Cape of Good Hope, adding significant cost and weeks of delay to the delivering of goods and ultimately jeopardizing the movement of critical food, fuel, and humanitarian assistance throughout the world. Let our message now be clear. We call for an immediate end to these illegal attacks and release of unlawfully detained vessels and crews. The Houthis will be a bear of responsibility of the consequences should they continue to threaten lives, the global economy, and free flow of commerce in the region's critical waterways. We remain committed to the international rules-based order that are determined to hold malign actors accountable for unlawful seizures and attacks. Rules-based order. There are critical thoughts in this statement. Five paragraphs. Rules-based order. America's rules-based order. What is good for empire is good for the world. Now, this statement is telling the Houthis, we will destroy you. The present truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at knowdiabetesbyheart.org.
Okay, leaving with the rules-based order. What is the rules-based order? It is an order, a plan that the United States of America, Empire, will dictate to the territories and her colonies internationally what is acceptable, what is unacceptable. The Houthis in Yemen, it is unacceptable to interfere with the flow of goods traveling through the Suez Canal and out of, into the Mediterranean, out of the Mediterranean to Asia. Rules based. It's very simple. It's very, many people have tried to understand and tried to figure out what does it mean, rules based order. It's a system that the United States began to implement right after World War II. We were the, at that point, America became the hegemon internationally. Japan was defeated. Russia was destroyed. Well, defeated. And Europe was in a mess, had to be rebuilt. Japan had to be rebuilt. Germany had to be rebuilt. And it was American industry and our technology at that time, our steel mills. We had lathes to turn shafts, to spin gears, where the Europeans, their industry was in shambles. Rules-based order. We decided how the nations of the world would basically function. And they would function as we determined. Eventually went to the Trilateral Commission. We controlled through the economies of Japan, Europe, and America. And then with the oil embargo, the petrodollar. That system, the rules-based order, has been challenged by China and Russia and the nations that are in a new multipolar network of countries. The rules-based order, these people, one of America's main, you know, you have the World Series every year. We're going to have the football, what do you call it? I'm so out of sports, I forget what they even call the Super Bowl. So let's talk about what America is doing to further rules-based order. It's right before our eyes. Blinken, Macron, Lee, Guterres, they lead the rush of globalist elites flying to Davos. 60 heads of state and government are packing their bags, ready to fly. And you know, it's not about what are you driving these days? An Audi, a Mercedes, a Bentley. What are you driving? It's what are you flying these days? Not driving. So are you coming in on what aircraft? What jet? These luxury jets. It's not which car you're coming in, it's how you're going to get to Davos and the airfield. Everybody lands at the same airfield, but everybody's looking to see what everybody is landing in. We're not in that world, are we? Secretary of State Blinken, Macron, Li Qiang, UN Secretary General Antonio Globalist Guterres are among the self-styled global luminaries who are going to alight from their private jet transports for the week of meetings, cocktails, and back slapping, and probably some type of rituals. There's always rituals when these people get together. Sex rituals. Probably somebody's going to die. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan are going to take part in this 54 celebration of global power and elite management, hosted by Klaus Schwab. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, UK Chancellor Hunt, he'll be at Davos. Business Secretary Kimi Bidnok at the event, hosted by JP Morgan and Chase, a separate event. 300 public figures are going to join. Now, this is rules-based order. These people have not invited Vladimir. He has been unfriended. China is there because China is fully in line with Schwab's plan for carbon credits. China wants carbon credits. China's on board with 15-minute cities, the climate, the whole climate initiative. Now, the other many of the nations in the multipolar world network are not on board with any of this climate crap. They're not on board with it. They don't want 15-minute cities. They don't want to be in the system of digital footprints, fingerprints, breath prints. They don't want to, they want these people to leave their horses, their cattle, their sheep, goats, fish. Leave our food supply alone. Another 2,000 to 3,000 people are on the official invited list, though many more will flock to fringe events. And the population in Davos will be about 11,000 people. I'm going to tell you, there's going to be sacrifice. There will be ritual sacrifice. To accomplish what they want to accomplish, there must be sacrifice. Satan demands sacrifice. I would say 95% of these people are involved in a secret society of some kind. They have sworn an oath to a society. Schwab, he is Pilgrim Society. Not everyone there is Pilgrim Society. You have to be somebody. You have to have a lineage, come from a bloodline like Big-Eared Charlie and his family squabble with his two boys, especially the younger one, with his the younger boy with his narcissist wife who thinks she's a good actress but really wasn't. What was her name? I forgot. So they're also at this gathering. There's going to be over the representatives from over 100 governments. I'm sure India and some of the multi-polar world nations will be there, but they're not going to sign on to everything that is going to be presented. These individuals do not take vaccinations. They have been warned not to be vaxxed. And should they be vaxxed, they are told that you can go to France, to the Eiffel Tower, at this certain shop to get your antidote. But for the most part, don't take the shot. 100 governments, 1,000 forum partners, civil society leaders, experts, youth representatives, social entrepreneurs, news outlets. And then they're going to be presented with their goals. And what are these objectives? The rule of the world. Global rule. The only problem is they are forgetting and they're not telling the press there is a second global order. This is the old world order, the old new world order. There is another order, an international global order, that is called the new international global order of the nations that refuse to take the path of this rules-based system. They're a group of nations that will not use American dollars for trade any longer. If I remember right, I heard someone over the weekend on a program who has a friend that took a cruise out of the port of Long Beach, and the friend told this gentleman that was on a program, there are no ships unloading in Long Beach. In other words, there aren't any goods. There's nothing coming from China. There aren't anything. Nothing's being unloaded in America. And he surmises that the reason is the nations do not want American dollars for the goods coming into the port. If America can't give them something other than treasury bills, notes, dollars, they're going elsewhere because they know they're going to unload and get paid with fiat dollars, and they're tired of it. These are the nations that are tired of the rules-based economic way of taking care of things. Fiat dollars, worthless currency. So that's what's happening in Davos. Now these people, they are being treated like the elite of the world. Well, they can be treated with their fancy dinners and their luxurious hotels, wherever they're staying. They better enjoy it because it's going to come to an end. These people have a decade, 10 years or less, to decide their eternal future, to decide where they're going to spend eternity. Because the occult world, they like to use a term, a bad moon rising. Well, I'll tell you what, there is a judge who is coming to punish the rulers of the world, the wealthy men, the rich men of the world, and all of their armies, their generals, Zelensky, and Xi Jinping and his armies and his generals, America the same, Russia the same. The king that created all things, who has not yet taken his throne, is coming. Jesus Christ will be here. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, will be back.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free, no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
I'm excited to announce that we're bringing back our best offer ever on our original My Slippers. You save $90 a pair with your promo code
KHNC.
And now My Slippers come in even more sizes. Smaller sizes, larger sizes, wide sizes, and all new styles and colors. Get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you're not going to find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help relieve stress on your feet. I'm so confident that you and everyone you know are going to love My Slippers that I'm extending my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2024, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. So go to MyPillow.com, use your promo code to save $90.
KHNC.
That's only $49.98 a pair. Quantities won't last long, so please order now.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Holy fly paper!
Join me, J.D. Plorable, for Swamp Fight, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
So we're going to end with the rules-based order, but we'll never get away from it. I'm going to jump to an individual who I really haven't paid much attention to, Carrie Lake. And, you know, with people in the patriot movement that are supposedly patriots doing what is best for America and for the people of America. She's from Iowa initially. She's Norwegian and English. And she's was a former nurse. Her family were farmers. She was a teacher. She's talented. She ran for the governorship of Arizona. I believe she did win. But she was kept out and replaced by an imposter governor. So she's married to an individual by the name of Jeffrey Elliott Halperin. And Halperin, no one knows anything about Jeffrey. They don't know he's Latin American. According to Carrie, she said that he's Jewish. He's a Colombian American. But very little is known about him. But he's worked for, he's a editor and videographer for NBC News in New York City. And this individual He is married to Carrie Lake. And globalist. NBC, one of the Hamas News Network affiliates in the United States of America. So, Mr. Halperin there he has a grandfather. His grandfather is Dr. Maurice Hyman Halperin. He was a Soviet communist agent, codenamed Hare, H-A-R-E. He worked for the United States Department, State Department, and he worked for the OSS before the OSS became CIA. So, Carrie Lake's husband, Halperin, he's been hiding his family background, and he should. So, his notorious British spy, and he works at 30 Rockefeller Center in New York City, which the Rockefellers are notorious Pilgrim Society, not only members, but John D. Rockefeller Sr., I believe, helped to bring Pilgrims New York into existence in America. So Maurice Hyman, the grandfather, he was exposed just recently there was a part that he played in the JFK assassination. The records were released about 6 weeks ago. He was a Harvard-educated writer, professor, diplomat. He was a notable communist who worked for the United States State Department as a Latin American specialist. Then he worked for the Office of Strategic Services. Then at the time, he worked for Secretary of State Dean Acheson, which was helped create, put together the Marshall Plan for the Pilgrim Society. He worked with Alger Hiss at the United Nations at the formation of the Institute of Pacific Relations. He was involved with the YMCA, a Soviet NKVD spy codenamed Hare, H-A-R-E. These JFK assassination records also reveal that Maurice H. Halperin's biography and timeline states that he was Jewish, but this could be not that he was Jewish in lineage, but Jewish because he was Judaism, because of his involvement with Judaism. So there's no proof that he was actually Jewish. He might be one of these fake families Jorge Soros. Now, he also worked for William Donovan, Henry Kissinger, Henry and Claire Luce, who owned Time Life, which is also affiliated with Pilgrim Society. So, Jeffrey, there is very little known about Jeffrey, the grandson. But Carrie, she's married to a globalist. She's married to an individual that is, part of the rules-based order. So anyhow, I just thought we would talk a little bit about Carrie Lake Halperin. We can't get away. The patriots in this country, the supposed patriots, How is Donald Trump going to be able to pick a team of people around him before he takes office as president when everyone around him is tied in to the system, to the continuity of government system? He had nobody to pick. He did the impossible. This president did the impossible during 4 years of his time in the White House. He did what is impossible to do because he had nobody to pick from. He had no one that was loyal. No one. Judas Iscariot Pence. The only one, Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Huckabee, and these girls, these were really his team. Oh, he did have others too, but very few. Mike Pompeo, globalist, or Mike Globalist Pompeo. Pompeo's a globalist. He's tied into Pilgrim Society. So how is Trump going to win? You can't. The game will be thrown.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realize there's nothing left. Cause I've been blasting and laughing so long that even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. But I ain't never crossed a man that didn't deserve it. Me be treated like a punk, you know that's unheard of. You better watch how you're talking and where you're walking, or you and your homies might be lying to chalk.
It's really true. We've been spending most our lives living in a gangster's paradise. It's no joke. Who do you trust? Who do you believe? How deeply has the patriot movement been infiltrated? I'm telling you, to the very core. Everybody has an agenda. Everybody wants to make a name for themselves. Everybody wants to profit. Carrie Lake, if she had become governor, I mean, the lady that's governor is still a globalist. And we don't know how the forces behind Carrie and her husband, Jeffrey, we don't know. I put it this way. Either way, they win. If Carrie would have been put in, if she'd have won the election or she'd have taken office, they still would have won. Now, so that means that there is no... Everything, every move that's being made, these people are going to win no matter what. No. No. God, because God himself is involved, he is the one directing them in the directions that they go are the directions that he desires. Because one thing that Christ made it clear, that everything has to be seen basically for what it is. We see something and we identify it, and then as we investigate, what we initially thought it was actually becomes something else. So these people think they're winning. They think, as up to the point of 2022, they were absolutely, the globalists were absolutely sure the world would be in their control. It would be their oyster. But Russia came along. Vladimir Putin played his cards with Xi Jinping, a major chess move at the Beijing Olympics. And these two nations realized they had enough momentum, enough power, enough backing, militarily, economically, and in technology and many other things, to play their hand. And that day, this day, February 4th, 2022, became the day where America was put on notice. Your global desires have ended. And the people in Davos, they know that the globalist plan of the West has ended. They know it. Even as they meet in Davos today, they know. Schwab knows. Boris Johnson knows. Macron is fully aware that Empire's globalist plan, as powerful as it is now scuttled. They have momentum to ride this out for a little bit longer, but as they ride this wave, believing and getting the world to believe that they will bring in this new world order, this global order, it won't be a global order. America is going to retaliate. There's going to be global destruction. There's going to be global war, global disorder. But even though America carries out a campaign of war on the nations of the world, we still lose. Obama came out with a movie, Netflix, Leave the World Behind. It's a predictive programming. I'm telling you the truth. It is predictive programming. When this individual returns to power, these two men put together this Netflix program, this video or this movie. Barack and Michelle, these two men, put together this movie, Leave the World Behind. They are telling and told the world what is going to happen once Barry takes office again at the end of about an 8-year period after he resumes power. This individual will scuttle this ship called America. It's predictive programming. And in that video, they have, you can see the subliminal, but they have a type of audio in there that is below 20 hertz, very satanic audio that will affect the brain. Kind of like the same type of technology they used in the Havana, I think they called it the Havana Syndrome, in Havana, Cuba. American people in the embassy were getting headaches, crazy things were happening to them. It's because this type of instrument or this type of weapon was used on them. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258. My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion to the salve to the retinol cream to the tinctures to the cocoa to the coffee to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
If you would like to support me here on The Present Truth, you can, if you want to send checks or money orders, everything has to be made out to me to avoid extra work for the ladies. You can send it to KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. Thank you. So these two men put together a movie, Leave the World Behind. You have the video. If you were doing editing, you have on the top, you have a line running across the screen. That would be your video. Below that, you would have your audio, and they would sync as they go to the right. They'd sync together. But in this movie, you have not just one audio. You have four lines of audio. And the very bottom line is where they use this, the low 20 hertz, which the whales and animals, they communicate. They can hear each other. We can't hear it. It's too low. Birds, bats, animals can hear that frequency. Like when there's going to be an earthquake, the earth will start to give off a rumble. Well, these animals hear that and they split. From wherever that epicenter is, they hightail it away quickly. If we had that ability, whenever there was a earthquake, we could hear it and we would run. We could leave. We could make plans to vacate an area. Well, in this very bottom line in the audio, they have subliminal, something very dark, something very evil. And I think that in it is what they might use in their occult ritual. The video I was watching, these people are investigating, but whatever it is subliminal, and it is a type of weapon that the military has been using since the early 1900s, 1910, and they're able to disrupt your whole neurological system in your body. Your brain gives out the signals to the kidneys, to the organs, to the heart, the lungs. And if you can disrupt that signal, it can, you might die. You might cease to live. You'll get the flu. And this is what they were doing with the Havana syndrome to the people in Havana working for the U.S. Embassy. They would walk out. They're dizzy. They don't have balance. They don't feel well. And with the different frequencies, they can shut down either the heart, or they can shut down a liver, or the kidneys, or who knows what. But anyhow, this is predictive programming. Leave the world behind. They plan to destroy the United States of America. The American people have no value to them. This nation is not needed for their objectives. This group of people are going to leave this country. We'll visit tomorrow, The Present Truth, 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock, I'm sorry, 2 to 3, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
J-Day's Appliance is an independent local appliance dealer focused on Main Street, not Wall Street. We offer top brands at great prices, service and parts to help you keep your current appliances running. So think outside of the big box and think independent and save at J-Day's Appliance, located at 132 East 7th Street in Loveland, Colorado, or give us a call at 970-669-1357. You can also visit our website at jdaysappliance.com. That's the letter J, daysappliance.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.